Texas. Please copy. Kilowatt Foxtrot 2, Whiskey Romeo.
WB2YZX KF2WR, we're on the KC2BFQ.
Charlie, this new fella here just got his license literally hours ago. I just welcomed him on board. You might want to do the same. Next, KF2WR, the K2IRT group.
Alright, Andy, very good. And I didn't get the name of the other station. I'm not sure the call sign, KC2BFQ or DFQ, something like that. At any rate, congratulations. And I hope you have as much fun as I've had. And thanks for dropping in. And we do this every Thursday, so by all means, drop by. Hi, my name is Charlie. I'm on Staten Island, about a mile south of the Verrazano Bridge. So over to you, Andy.
Yeah, fine business, Charlie. KC2VFQ, say hi to Charlie. Introduce yourself.
Hi, how are you, Charlie? My name is Henry. It's KC2FQ.
Okay, very good, Henry. And I wonder where you are. I'm not sure what the call. I forget the last three letters. It's KC2D or B or whatever. But at any rate, nice to meet you.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. Well, I'm going to sandbag it for a little while and just get the hang of the way things work. This is KC2FQ. Clear. 73, guys.
All right, Henry. If you want to just jump back in any time, feel free. Without a doubt. So welcome on board. Now, that ham radio license is really a license to spend money. They didn't tell you that when you got it, did they? But that's what it is. Good luck, my friend, 73. Charlie, I went and got that last shirt today. I went and picked up Wally's shirt, the one I had forgotten. I just bought that home tonight.
Okay, very good. I ran into Dennis last night leaving the building, and I think he might be interested in one of those also. That shirt you dropped off yesterday for that guy, Javier, I think it is. I don't know where he is, but I sent him an email, so he's going to figure out either during field day or next meeting or whatever. But he looks good. I should go put it on now, in fact.
I didn't think that I could see the net with my new shirt on. You know, Luby hasn't even seen this shirt or the design. He has no idea it's even coming. That guy Bruce is going to bring out the shirts to him as a surprise, which is really nice, man. That guy Bruce is all right. That was very nice of him to do that. Kind of wanted to make Dayton for the hamvention this year, but kind of working on going out to Oshkosh to the fly-in, so you know, we can't do everything at these times, that's for sure. So with that, back over to you, Charlie, WB2YZX, KF2WR.
All right, very good. Actually, I spoke to Lobby this morning. He hit me on a Nextel, and a few days ago he did also. So he's at Dayton, and he's raining like crazy. And I guess he's got the pictures, too. So, I think we're going to get a lot of the same weather also, from what I understand. But I'm sure he'll have fun just the same.
Charlie, stand by one second. I'm going to head over to the 440 side. And let me know if there's any difference. Hold on. All right, that's the 440 side. Let me give a five count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How does that sound?
I really can't discern any.
The truth.
There's no difference. I'm going to stay on the 2 meter side. I key up the mic and I see both, both of the busy lines go up there. I'll just change the frequency.
There we are. It's okay, just to district. But yeah, I went up to Dennis's house, got the other shirt, so that's all squared away. I'll get down there. I'll see Wally maybe Monday. Got to run out to Queens tomorrow, so get that all taken care of also. I'm glad I got a pretty good, pretty positive response on the design. I was very worried about that, but I'm glad I got the good positive response.
Well, that looks good, and I'm glad Dennis took the time to make those things up. It's always fun to have something like that. So, yeah, I was on 10 meters earlier. I got home from work and drove my bike for a while and got on the... It looked around for 10 meters. I heard some beacons coming through. And lo and behold, worked a few stations on there. You heard a few Caribbean stations coming through there, but there were pileups on them, so I didn't bother. So, and it seems to be open now. But always fun when it opens up. KF2WR, WB2, why is it X?
KF2WR here with the K2IRT group. And we'll open the floor here. Any check-ins out there? The K2IRT, the City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Thursday night from about 8 to 9. Anybody wants to check in, stop by, say hello, please feel free. We're not just employees of transit. Anybody's welcome to stop by and join. So with that, I'll open the floor for any check-in. Charlie, I think it's just me and you. So me, you, and my Gelati. Just got back from the store right now and got a gelati on the way down here. They're Rita's Ices. These things are fantastic.
All right, very good. And, yeah, I kind of expected Abe on here tonight. We should send out an email on Thursday nights and just remind everybody. So, just got my new QST in the mail. Paging through that now. And, no pictures of us in there in this issue. What's the matter? So, I don't know exactly when Lobie's coming back. Like I said, I spoke to him this morning and he's in Dayton, but, now he sure covered a lot of ground, gotta say that much.
Yeah, he certainly did, you know.
I'm really happy for him. You know, he's a guy who broke his tail for the last, you know, 30-something years of work. And to get out and do what he did, I'm sure he just let off some steam, and it was, you know, just a wonderful thing for him to do. It was much needed, I'm sure. But now he'll probably come back and retire. He'll have too much fun out there. That's really funny.
He's the kind of guy that doesn't strike me as, he's the kind of completely retire. I'm sure he'd find, I don't know if he'd find another job or something, but, you know him better than I do, I think, but, I don't think he could, retire completely.
Yeah, like most of us, we're only going to retire when they finally push the dirt over the top of us and we're looking at the grass and the brown side.
Oh, yeah, those are encouraging words. Very encouraging words. But this is a guy I work with. He retired like a month and a half ago. We had a party for him and everything. He shows up once a week now.
You know, I guess it's got to be hard. I've been working at this job for well more than half my life. And, you know, someday to walk away from it. It's what you know. It's what you've done your whole life. It's got to be difficult to make the adjustment.
Yeah, especially doing it all together. I mean, this is about the 15th job I've had. You know, so, you know, I know what it's like to... I mean, even when you change jobs, you know, sometimes that can be kind of a, you know, a melancholy of that. Last place I worked for went out of business, and that's when I came here, but I was there 8 years, and, you know, it's, you know, you work with people, you make friends, and it's difficult to make the transition sometimes, but I can get used to it.
You know, one way I can't wait for the day, and another way I'm not in too much of a hurry, because it means I'm getting old,
so we'll just let it be what it is.
Hey, we got any, did you get that email from Wally about possibly foregoing our next face-to-face meeting and instead doing a work party?
Yeah, I got it, although I don't really know what we can really do out there. To tell you the truth, I don't like the idea because most people would rather go to have a meeting, I think, than, go all the way the heck out to No Man's Land there and climb up on the roof.
Yeah, I think our next run out there is just going to be to mount the plate for the tower. Other than that, there's nothing we can do. Everything goes up field back.
Auxiliary tree offline.
Check in.
By all means, go ahead, check it.
This is KB2VQ on the K2R team net. I just came in, so I heard Charlie and Andy, and I don't know who else is out there, but hello.
No, how are you? Always a pleasure. It's, yeah, just me, you, and Charlie here tonight. I'm going to put your name here on the list.
How are things, my friend?
How's things going up there?
Everything is pretty good over here. Is Lobie back in town, or has anybody heard from him lately? I've been busy on projects around the house here, you know, just finished out a closet. I think it was a little mildew in it, so I ripped it out, changed all the rock in it, and put in a new door. I had one of those doors with the steel casing on it. So I changed that, put a regular frame and a new door on it. So, you know, jumping from one project to the next. Other than that, getting ready to go next week and pick up my daughter down in Maryland at the University of Maryland. She finished one of her finals and working on the next one. The others between now and the middle of next week. So I'll be glad to get her back. Other than that, just taking it day by day. KB2VQ.
Auxiliary tree connected.
Fine business, pal. Fine business. Yeah, good luck picking up the daughter, man. I know you're excited about that. And Lobie is out at the Ham Fest right now, Hamvention. Hey, Charlie, what date does that start, the Ham Fest?
I believe it actually starts tomorrow.
Oh, good. He'll be out there the whole time. I'm going to try to look up the weather right now, see what it is over there. But that'll push it over to you, Val, and you could send it over to Charlie.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we had a good day yesterday. It was a beautiful day. Speaking about the weather, but today was a little lousy, but I still managed to pop in and out, you know. Other than that, that's about it. Looking forward for the next good day. I heard you saying something about a meeting out at Hamilton Y or something like that, a working meeting. Is that going to be for the first of the month, or is that going to be in between weeks? I believe you, Charlie, and you have information on that. KB2 being
disconnected.
KB2VEQ, WB2Y, ZX, good to hear you, Val. And actually, that's up in the air. Andy and I were just discussing that Wally wanted to have a work session at Hamels Y rather than a regular meeting. And I was saying I would rather have a meeting rather than a work session, but that's kind of up in the air. Yeah, and I spoke to Lobie this morning on the Nextel. In fact, a couple of times this week I spoke to him. So he is at Dayton right now, and it's raining cats and dogs, but he's eating a lot and drinking a lot of beer and hanging out with Ham, so who really cares about the weather anyway? But that's what he's doing. Over to you, Val.
Oh, fantastic. I guess he's really enjoying his vacation. And everything seemed to be going all right, I guess, at the TA. Understand that you guys were going to be doing some moving around recently, and Pick was getting ready to go down, but all that's changed, and they're getting ready to do something else, I guess, pretty soon. Do you hear anything about that, Tony?
Hey, the whole Pick is on hold, but you know, from one day to the next, I don't know what the heck is going on. So I just come to work and see what happens, because you get nothing but rumors and innuendos, and this is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. So I just don't worry about it. I just go to work and I like surprises.
Pleasure on that. It's your- truly crazy to people up on Facebook. And I heard speaking of Facebook, a friend of mine tells me that, in fact, he's an engineer, works with us. He tells me Facebook was invented by the CIA in order to keep track of people. Is that the best challenge?
Okay, well, one never knows. One never knows, but it's fun to play with. Hey, Val, you want to get on there, Facebook, www.facebook.com. And it's a lot of fun. So, like I said, there's a few ex-girlfriends I've made it to on air, and got those, who else I'll come into. I'm trying to get my brother to get on there also. Over to you, Val, KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
I remember my daughter used to get on Facebook, and basically she said it was for kids that wanted to keep in touch with each other. You know, those that had left high school and had gone on to college, and they wanted to keep put information. But I understand that the way it works, somebody could put false or fake or, you know, some kind of information under your name and under your Facebook, do crazy things like mess up pictures and put it on there and all kinds of things, and it just doesn't sound, you know, like something that's very secure anyway, so I don't know, but I'll turn it over to Andy, maybe he has better experience, maybe to me. Well, you allow anybody, you know, you allow access to your page by anybody, everybody, or just certain bodies, certain friends of yours can, you know, look at your page. If you don't give somebody permission, they can't look at your pictures. And if somebody, you know, looks at a picture, the only thing they can really do is make a comment on the bottom, and you pretty much have control over that. Personally, my page is open to anybody can see it. That's why I look at it. You know, there's nothing on there but a few photographs. I mean, so what? If somebody says something derogatory, and oh well, what can I tell you? But that's the extent of any damage that could happen. Somebody could say something derogatory about you, and you just delete it if it gets under your skin. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. There's a lot of people on this, boy. People coming out of the woodwork, having folks with 30 years. You know, the whole scope of this thing. I don't know how many people are on it. I should find out. I'm on it right now. I should take a look. Over to you, Charlie.
KB2EQ, WB2YZX. I like that picture of Greg blowing the bubbles on there. That looks pretty good. And, like I say, this the first time I used this thing, you know, you put in the name of your high school, and all of a sudden, you know, a dozen people I knew from high school show up there, and one very close friend, and I've been getting email from him every single day, so we got a lot to catch up on. And what was I going to say? I forgot already, but. I'm all fucked out here already. So, since I can't think of anything to say, over to you, Val.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Andy. It sounds like something CIA would definitely be interested in, trying to track people down and find out who's their friends and things like that. Yeah, quite a bit of information out there. But, you know, that's what they said. We'll be getting smarter and smarter, but, you know, I don't know, some kind of way it's less intelligent. You'll be smarter. But I don't know. This is the new technology and all these things out here. Some people have fun and some people are annoyed by it. But I'll stick to the radio. That's good enough. I get on the computer, you know, very rarely. Email basically from the family and stuff like that. But other than that, I look up a little information and That's about it. Otherwise, I don't even get on the computer. Some days and sometimes weeks pass by, and then I have to go and check my email because some family member or something tried to get in touch with me. And I don't know why I don't just call my cell phone, but who knows? This is the way it is. And everybody's text message and otherwise, so what can I tell you? And I don't do text message except reply just, oh, okay, you know, and that's it. Over to you, Andy, KB2B.
Fine business, Val, you know, to each his own. But I've always liked to stay right on the cutting edge of all this stuff. I really have, and when it goes back to like when the first, not Windows 3.11, we all had 3.11, but what was it? What came after Windows 95? Remember when that came out? It was a big to do. I mean, I was first in line to get that program. I just got to be on the cutting edge of this stuff. It's exciting. Over to you, Charlie.
Yes, buddy, yeah, Windows 95. Well, I remember when, I'd go to work in the morning and we'd be exchanging the 5 1/4 inch floppy disk. I got DOS 6.0 and I got DOS 7.0, and we'd be, you know, swapping this stuff back and forth. The whole operating system was on like one lousy disk, and I bought an extra 50K of RAM for my computer, and that's swapping programs and disks and things of that sort, but yes, we've come a long way. Yeah, I have a Windows 3.1, and actually, I still have a Radio Shack color computer in the closet somewhere, and I even have a Timex Sinclair, and actually, I had more fun with those silly things. Simply because at the time, you know, it was the cutting edge of technology, and was a lot of fun. I think the money I spent, though, on accessories and gadgets and books and magazines for those things, but that's why I'm kind of reluctant to throw them out. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, I hear you 100% on stuff. When DOS 3, the DOS... That DOS Dell account was right there, man, right at the cutting edge of all that stuff. And it's, I'll be there on the next one, too. Whatever the next one's going to come out. But lately, I've been in the Mac world, and I don't think I'll ever buy another PC again in my life after doing the Mac now for about 2 years. Just waiting for the time. My wife a Mac, and then get a Mac. It's such a pleasure to use. Smoke and mirrors, straightforward. Over to you, Val.
Yeah, we had a little noise in the background there, but I bought my daughter, well, actually, my oldest daughter bought the youngest daughter a computer for college, and she loves it, and those iMacs, she think it's so fantastic, it moves so fast, and I guess it does everything she wants it to do, except getting reports where the instructors probably are using the regular PC format, and sometimes they don't get the reports that she sends that well, so she has to get something that'll transfer the word processing system that they use over to that the PCs use. I think they have something that'll do that out there, right?
Yeah, without a doubt, there's a couple versions to use that. Mac has their own version that'll turn any Windows doc, you know, from the Windows suite into Mac, and it'll save it as a Windows. Pretty good. So much easier to use even when you're working with a Windows document in it. And Microsoft made their own suite, but it's just kind of clunky. Like anything else, Microsoft. With that, fellas, it's all. and that's extra help. So it makes this the good. The phone. I'll say 7-3-8 your body, and I'll put it over WB2Y's.
You are.
AF2WR WB2Y is at X. Yeah, yeah, you know, my brother has a Macintosh. He swears by it. He's a graphic designer. That's the f***ing of that field. And I think the next computer I'm going to get is, I'll try it. I have three computers here right now. One is Millennium, one is XP, the other one is Vista. And everyone has its own little quirk. You know, this won't run on that one, and that won't run on the other ones. You know, I'm I'll try something different next time around. And part of Microsoft dictating what I should have. All right, so I have something else anyway. So 7-3 to everyone, and bow over you, and have a good night, all.
Hey, Charlie, I was saying the same thing, 73 to you guys, and to the K2RT net, and I guess you are Andy's going to come back over, so K2VQ and clear, 73.